After public pressure, hoops will be going back up in public parks in the birthplace of basketball. The Springfield Parks Department will tentatively reinstall the hoops on all public basketball courts in parks and playgrounds the week of May 17th, according to a press release from the office of Mayor Dominic Sarno. For several weeks, activists had lobbied for the outdoor basketball courts to reopen to give the city's youth a safe recreational outlet. They called city councilors, launched an online petition, and held news conferences. Troy Walker was among two dozen people at Adams Park in the Mason Square neighborhood on Earth Day last month who called on the city to put back the hoops.
I grew up on these same streets, the same courts, and this is an opportunity just for us to have some type of recreation so that we're not doing foolishness out in the streets.
The hoops were taken off all the backboards in the parks in March 2020 because officials said they wanted to discourage close contact and large gatherings that could spread COVID-19. The basketball courts have been effectively closed ever since. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris said the decision to put the hoops back now was based on public health data, not politics.
The basketball courts has always been something that I have had on the radar.
She said new COVID-19 cases are rapidly declining in Springfield, and she expects the city will shortly be reclassified from red to yellow on the state health department's weekly report on infection risk. Also, the state is allowing close contact youth and adult sports tournaments to resume on May 10th. The city's high schools will reopen for full-time in-person classes on May 17th.
I still have some concerns, so I'm really hopeful that there will be, the community will be a part of making sure our children are safe.
Activist and Ward 4 City Council candidate Janae McDonald met with Colton Harris on April 30th and offered to have community organizations monitor the basketball courts to assure COVID-19 protocols are followed.
I am delighted about the announcement, and I cannot help but make the connection between the meeting that I had with the commissioner on Friday and the timing of yesterday's announcement. I think it's really awesome that now they are considering making a plan after I had actually proposed the plan, and I look forward to seeing the hoops start to go back up May 17th.
Speaking at a meeting of the City Council COVID-19 Response Committee, City Councilor Justin Hurst called on the administration to spell out a reopening plan.
It'd be good to have a plan, especially if we might go back, so that folks know in advance, hey, if the numbers get here, we're going to have to pull back a little bit. And I think the backlash won't be as significant if folks know it in advance.
Colton Harris told the committee she's reviewing proposals to reopen public library buildings. The branch libraries have been operating with curbside pickup procedures. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.